fellow Freedom fans. Back with the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to be talking about this passionate argument over healthcare and the role of government and the role of activist extremists. Basically, it's your average human being voicing their concerns. I'll tell you something. It's scary, scary, scary. Hopefully, and I think there's enough history in and information and knowledge and training that's been just that's legitimate, that's been ingrained in the American people and even their children, the children of these fine Americans, that will remind them of how valuable freedom of speech is and how critical it is. And I think what's interesting, there's been a generation, I think the generation older than me would come against folks and say, and you'll hear it sometimes on a major talk radio, you're just un-American, you're screaming liberal, what are you doing? No, I'll tell you what, they start slamming people if you want to hold your old country accountable to doing that which is right. You're just unpatriotic, you know, you're just for the other guys. That's not rational. What is rational is, I mean, think about it. If I go through life and somebody corrects me, say, hey, Dave, you've got something on your face, man. You know, did you know that there's something that you got like mustard on your chin? And what should I say? You hate me. You're a jerk. You're just, I hate, man, just get away from me. You're just not for me. I thought you were my mother. You know, I mean, what do? You don't do that. You say, oh, thank you so much for telling me before somebody else saw me. Yeah, I have the ability, I really do, to go out of my house with a shirt on backwards. I wear t-shirts a lot. So sometimes that happens, okay? So, but if nobody tells me, I mean, it can get pretty humiliating. I don't rebuke people because they correct me. So I think in our own country, if you're rational and you have a Christian worldview, you don't basically accuse people of being, you know, worthy of hellfire if they question a behavior of themselves or their family member, their next door neighbor, or a government agent. But I think if you lose track of what your purpose is in life, then I think you'll lose track of what our civic duty is. And so that's what we're here for in the Liberty Works Radio Network. Even if we disagree with each other, ultimately, if we can stick to the reference and debate the reference, sometimes my opinion might be swinging on one side of the pendulum, yours are swinging on the other. And if we find our way in the middle, that does not mean compromise. That means balance. And what we have to deal with is sticking with truth. And I think if we stick with truth and we're targeting truth, then ultimately we're going to have balance with our perspectives and not compromise. And I think compromise is basically going off the truth, is saying, well, I'll meet you halfway. You're insane enough to lie about the issue so much. And for me to have any say in this, I'm going to have to meet you halfway. That means they've pulled you off the truth because you're a coward. So you don't want to be a coward. I went to this Current TV. This is Al Gore's website. I guess he started up this group, this organization. It's progressive. And I was looking at this. They've got some articles here. It's Cash for Clunkers. And there's this thing that says, fight back against health insurance lies. And I'm going to click that. And just before I did, I looked down at the next article. It says, News Corp, Fox News records $3.4 billion loss. And I don't think this is just news. This is kind of a celebration. Fox News records a $3.4 billion loss. You know what that means? It means they're not going to pay taxes, you silly goose. Something to think about. Okay, I'm going to click this article, and I'm just going to see what happens. And I hope that my little Verizon internet thing isn't bogged down like it many times is. Here, let me give a plug for Verizon. Oh, we got a problem there. It's disgusting how health insurance CEOs are literally making millions in personal profit by denying treatment to policyholders most in need. Well, I agree with that. I mean, it is pretty disgusting. There are people milking the silly ones among us and taking our money and not paying the doctors, but paying their own pockets. People have been paying extremely high premiums for years. I just forwarded this to five friends of mine who probably won't normally. Oh, they said something trashy. Because one day, well, I have to deal with this, unfortunately. So basically, it's a blog slamming the people who are slamming this the National Socialist healthcare program. So it's something to think about. Our number here is 888-850-1872. I do want to get back to this Think Progress thing before I get to what Mrs. Clinton said in Kenya. I think it's important. Think Progress sat down today. This is a progressive news organization. Sat down today with Senator Dick Durbin to discuss efforts by health insurance industry and the right wing, those evil right wing, see, that's kind of insane, to derail health reform. What about all this normal people who were just concerned about the National Socialist mechanism of using healthcare to own the world? I don't know. Asked about recent ambushes at town halls, Durbin expressed confidence that his colleagues won't fall for a sucker punch like this. Yeah, we're not going to pay attention to this, I promise you. These health insurance companies and people like them, this is Dick Durbin saying this, these health insurance companies and people like them are trying to load these town halls for visual impact on television. So I'd like to know how many of you went to, oh, there's something in the news today. There was a little ruckus in South Florida at one of these town hall meetings. I'll find that article. We'll bring that up. If anybody in our listening audience went to that meeting, how many of you were there paid for by the health insurance company? Those of you who went to the Progress Energy Rate Hike Commission meetings, how many of you were propped up there by some industry? Are you AstroTurf? Going on with what Dick Durbin said, they want to show thousands of people screaming socialism and try to overcome the public sentiment which now favors healthcare reform. Does it? Does it? Does it? Really? And you know what's really amazing is I've gone to some meetings where a lieutenant governor of a certain state, he's saying, this is what we need, and we've got to have health care reform. We've got to have health insurance for everybody. A few years back, just a couple of years ago, they were saying health insurance. We're going to have health insurance for everybody. Well, I couldn't figure out what that was. What do people need, doctors? Or do they need insurance? What's going on here? Is it that the government wants to take over the insurance industry? In other words, do they want to displace the insurance industry so that they'll have access to a funding stream to advance a national socialist machine? That was just what hit my brain. I thought, why do they keep saying it's so desperate that they need to involve themselves in insurance? People need to go to the doctor, don't they, sometimes? They just go to the doctor. Insurance is merely a mechanism, a potential mechanism that you don't have a right to. It's something that you can decide upon in order to prepare to pay for something. There's other ways to pay for things. So we'll be going to a doctor tomorrow who doesn't take health insurance. Isn't that something? You pay cash. You walk in the door, you pay. Guess what? And it's extremely inexpensive. I actually pay less someplace else because there's a doctor who, when I go to his office and he treats me, I had to make the guy charge me. I really did. I had to get him to agree to go ahead and bill me. So have you ever gone to a doctor and paid $35 and it wasn't the copay? Okay. It was actually the entire treatment, you know, the visit, the everything for $35. And that was because before he was charging me zero. And I'm like, hey, listen, you know, your staff needs to eat as well. Do they not, doc? You know? So, I mean, there's still a freedom in America for physicians to do what they want to do. Now, there is. But depends. Where is America going? So Mr. Durbin says that those people want to show thousands of people screaming socialism. What if it's possible that there are thousands of people screaming socialism? Had it not occurred to them? It says, Progress, this Progress, Think Progress news organization, the same lobbyist-run groups which orchestrated the Tea Party protests, Americans for Prosperity, run by former associate of Jack Abramoff, and FreedomWorks, run by former Republican Majority Leader and current lobbyist Dick Armey, are now pushing to use the August recess as an opportunity to present a guise of public oppression to the health care reform. Okay, stop for a minute. Oh, by the way, these people are uninformed. No, they're indoctrinated, but they're uninformed. I just happen to know the lady in our area that formed this Tea Party thing. You know what she is? She's a conscientious woman who will discuss things with somebody, doesn't matter what their political party is Her view is, let's do things according to the Constitution. Let's make sure that people are, that the rule of law is upheld appropriately according to the Constitution. And this is just a lady who's literally just a lady and has friends and has, and I've watched her. I've watched her because I was kind of doing a news report thing. So I'm doing a radio thing in another state, and I was doing a kind of investigative journalism before I went on the air about what these folks were doing there in a particular state. And it was neat to watch because it was just some woman who was conscientious, and she was hanging out with constitutionalists, Democrats, Libertarians, Republicans, actually getting them all together in one room and having interesting discussions, rational discussions, and not getting into a chant, a political chant. And this lady's getting together a tea party. Isn't that something? So I don't know if these guys in that are entrenched in the political system understand that there really is a fundamental activity among people in America because they're Americans and because they've been raised with a with being in a country that was the place that the entire world has looked to for the last couple hundred years as an example of how to have a free nation, a free country, a free people with, yes, a governmental system. But the governmental system isn't there. Really, it's the people who are moral and right and God-fearing that hold the government system accountable to the law of the land so that the government will actually be a minister of God for our good. I read a book, and this is something you might want to check out. It's The American Commonwealth. I think it's by James Vance Bryce, I think is his name. I'm trying to do this off the top of my head. It's called The American Commonwealth. It's in two parts, and it was written about 135 years ago. And there's a guy who came from England, and he's going through and he's investigating the political systems, the party systems. He's talking about, he's looking at the American form of government and frame of government. And I'll tell you what, the Mr. Smith goes to Washington syndrome that we see today was going on back then, and he gave a very thorough description of what it was. He made a comparisons of the British system with the American system and things like that. Of course, everybody quotes Alec de Tocqueville about his comments about what is making America strong. There's some very interesting thing. I'm reading textbooks on the American Constitution, and these textbooks were written 50 years ago. Very interesting things. And what it is we do live in a country where people did have, it was basically, you had a faction of society coming in here a couple of hundred years ago that literally were committed to Almighty God, to committed to loving their neighbor as themselves, and were being oppressed because they weren't conforming their religion to the political party. They weren't subjecting their loyalty to Almighty God to be under the loyalty to the king. And they were persecuted in their nations. They were killed. They were sent off as slaves. And they were brought, and some came to America running from that. And they figure, well, okay, let's ban these people to America. Some people were banned to this continent even because of their stance. So you had people here who were taking advantage of the opportunity that was available through the resources here. But you also had people that were here mitigating that greed motive by their loyalty to Almighty God and their biblical worldview and holding each other accountable to the Christian worldview. And so that's why they were here. That is still here in America. This still is the freest nation on the planet. But because of that, I think we have a greater responsibility. If we have so much freedom and we've got rational minds, we've got the history, we've got the education, we can't ignore our founding, then we have great responsibility. Jesus said, he who is given, that which he has will be taken away. That's if you hide it. But if you put it to good use, even that which you have, more shall be given. Neat principles, biblical worldview principles that really apply in our life today. Keep checking us out here on the Eagle 104.3 FM, 888-850-1872.